ACC Media Days are underway this week. The American Athletic Conference also has their Media Days this week as well. They're down there in Dallas, Texas, if I remember correctly. But in the ACC, because we're in the heart of ACC country, we're going to be in Charlotte. I'm excited for that. Victoria, you're going to be there.
Yes.
Adam Gold, who's the host of the Adam Gold Show, which you're listening to right now, he will be there.
Right, he's so excited. He's already making his way, apparently.
I know, right? He's like, I got to get there early. I've got to get on that train. I got a train to catch. I got to get down there.
Yes.
So that's why myself, Dennis Cox, sitting in for Adam Gold today. Don't worry. Adam will be back on air tomorrow. You're going to hear a lot of different voices, a lot of different people from all across the conference over the next 3 days. You're going to hear from people like Dabo Swinney on this show.
Yeah.
You're going to hear Commissioner Jim Phillips has his forum tomorrow.
I was going to say.
Bright and early at 9:30.
Yep.
You'll definitely hear comments from Jim Phillips tomorrow as well. So you hear part of that, and Adam will definitely have a strong reaction, I'm sure,
yeah,
to that as well. So a lot going on with ACC Media.
To whatever he can say anyway.
To whatever that he can say. Yeah. But I am on record saying this, Victoria.
Yes.
That the 2022 college football season, it's one of the best college football seasons that we've seen in the state of North Carolina.
It was fun.
It was a great football season. And the football season really kicked off well, I think, just even week one, where we had UNC at App. We had NC State at ECU. We had the Aggie Eagle Classic with North Carolina A&T State and North Carolina Central played at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. That was just week one.
Yeah.
And all three of those games were bangers.
Oh, yeah.
Just absolute games, like absolute great games in their own different ways. NC State ECU was like a slugfest struggle. App State UNC just lit up the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of those games was great. And then we have multiple teams, not only at the FBS level make bowl games, but even at the FCS level make it into the postseason. We have multiple schools here across the state make into postseason action in some way, shape, or form. So Victoria.
Yes.
Let's give our predictions for this upcoming season. So we're going to look back at 2022. We're going to go in order of the record from last season. We're going to start with the least number of wins to most number of wins. We factored head-to-head, so we're not playing favorites.
No favorites here. Okay.
So let's dive into it. We're going to look at last year's win total, the last year's results. We're going to say either more wins, less wins, or the same number of wins. All right, Victoria, let's dive into this.
Okay, so first one, UNC Charlotte. Mm. They went 3-9, 2-6 in the conference.
Yeah.
Did not make it to any kind of bowl game.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do that when you only have three wins.
When you're 3-9.
You talk about a coaching change that happened during the middle of the season last year. To me, you can't get much less than three, so I'm going to say more. But then I'll say they're going to make a bowl game, but I'll say more. They might get four or five wins this upcoming season. I know they start the year at home against South Carolina State, which is an FCS school from the MEAC, but they have a couple tough road games. They got to go to Maryland. You got to go to Florida. Got to go to ECU as well. So I don't know. It's going to be hard to piece together some of these wins. Can you get ones? Can you get a win against Navy? Can you get a win on the road at SMU? Can you beat Florida Atlantic?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you might get four wins this upcoming season. Five.
Right.
I mean, also, if you make a bowl game, trust me, I would love to see that. But they got it's not an easy schedule for a team that's resetting things. So yeah. I'm going to say more, not much more.
Right. You can only go up, hopefully, from there. So.
All right.
Yes.
Who we got next?
So next up, my fave, App State. Oh boy, we went mid 6-6, 3-5 Sun Belt. So obviously, also no bowl game. They started out hot, and then they fizzed out.
They really did. They got the game at UNC week two. They start at home against Gardner Webb, which is an FCS school, but an FCS school that made the postseason last season.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be a pushover game, but a game that they should win. But they got to go at North Carolina, home against East Carolina. I'm actually really looking forward to that matchup.
Yeah,
I'm
that's going to be fun.
It's like, wait, why don't ECU and App State play each other more often?
They should. Like, the coast, like the borders of North Carolina.
I was like, to me, that should be in every game. Every season, App and ECU should play each other in football. every season. Make it home and home every year.
It'd be fun if they met in the middle, too, like a neutral site. You come from the mountains. You come from the coast. Well,
we're going to play in Mebane.
In Greensboro. Yeah.
Is that we're going to play?
At UNCG.
Hey, we're going to meet you at the Tanger Outlets.
Yes.
We'll see you.
In Mebane.
Week 3, 3:30.
There you go.
At the Tanger Outlets out there in Mebane. That's where we're going to meet you. But still, that's not an easy game either. I think it's going to be a fun game. That should be a fun one. I actually really do want to go to that game. You host Coastal as well. It's not an easy schedule for App State this upcoming year.
No.
Got to go on the road to Wyoming, which I think they should win against Wyoming, because when's the last time Wyoming was good? Even though when they had Josh Allen, weren't the greatest team in the world either. I'm going to say more. Because the standard at App State is 8-9 wins.
Yes.
I'm going to say more because that is their standard there. 6-6 with App is a down year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest.
It is.
It's a down year. I'm going to say more wins for App State this upcoming year. But, man, they got some good ones.
Yeah.
You got to follow up UNC with ECU. Like, that's... And then, after those two tough games, then you got to go on the road to Wyoming. Yeah. Those are things that people don't really take into consideration. It's like, you have two tough games against in-state rivals or in-state matchups. They got to fly cross-country.
I know. There you go.
All right. But I'm still going to say more for App because, again, the standard for them is more.
It is. It is. I agree with you. Okay. Now we are actually moving into bowl games.
Yeah.
So Wake Forest, they went 8-5, 3-5 in the ACC. Gasparilla Bowl, they ended up winning against Missouri 27-17.
Oh, okay. So 8-5. Mitch Griffiths coming in at quarterback now with Sam Hartman transferring up to Wake Forest. So they open up the year at home against Elon, should be a win. They play at home against Vanderbilt. To me, you got to win that one.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're on the road at Old Dominion. You should win that one. All right. Then you got Georgia Tech week 4.
That'd be tough.
I mean, this is a Georgia Tech team that is also turning over a head coach recently as well. To me, they should go 3-1 through those first 4 games, in my opinion. Then you start getting to the heart of the ACC. You got Clemson, Virginia Tech, Pitt, Florida State. But this is where things get really tough at the last 4 games of the season. You're at Duke, home against NC State, at Notre Dame, at Syracuse to close out the season.
That is tough.
I'm going to say the same. I'm going to say 8 wins again for Wake Forest this upcoming season. And that I'm also factoring in postseason to this as well, because again, that 8-5 record is having won the Gasparilla Bowl.
Yeah.
So again, we're factoring in postseason here as well. I'm going to say the same. 8 wins again for Wake Forest this upcoming year.
Definitely going to be crucial to get those first few wins for
sure. Yeah, exactly. Like, for example, again, you got to take care of business, obviously, against an Old Dominion, against Elon. Like, those are games you got to win. You got to beat Georgia Tech at home.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You got to beat Georgia
Tech. At home,
Tech
for sure.
At home. Yeah. Now, Phil Dracovic and Pitt and head coach Pat Narduzzi coming in to town on October 21st. That's going to be a little bit of a tougher one.
Yeah.
Florida State, a lot of people are projecting them to finish pretty high this season. You get them at home, but also you got to go on the road at Duke. And the Duke team, that was pretty good last season. I know we're going to get Duke here in a little bit.
But coming up.
I will still say 8 wins.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll still say
the same.
Yeah. Staying the same. All right. Next up, ECU.
Okay.
We just talked about them. Another 8-5. They went 4-4 in the American, and they went and got a big old win in the Birmingham Bowl.
Yes.
53-29 against Coastal.
Okay, so Holt Nahlers is gone. I feel like he was there for 9 years as the quarterback there. A solid career for him. Local kid out there in Greenville. Had a great season. ECU this upcoming year, this is a tricky one. I think it's a big year for Mike Houston. The question is, okay, much like Wake, you have Mitch Griffiths had a following, a longtime starter, and Sam Hartman. Who's following as a starter behind Holt Nahlers now? I think staying the same 8 wins sounds about right for this ECU team, which is not a bad season. That's good season. Like, 8 wins for ECU is a good season for them. They have some tough ones. Like we mentioned that they got to go to Michigan week 1. That's a tough one. They got to follow up at home against Marshall. They can beat Marshall, but when you're on the road at Michigan, that's the week you got to follow it up. And then you got on the road at App. Those are your first three games of the season.
Yes.
That ain't easy.
No, no.
If you come out of that, those three games, 2-1, props.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, if you come out of there 3-0, even better.
Yeah. Typically, it's tough to get a win on the mountain. So.
Yeah, it's hard to win out there, but again, you also are going on a road to a Big Ten school in Michigan. And again, Marshall right after that. I think you should beat Marshall. But if you can go 2-1 in those first three games, then you follow up with Gardner-Webb. Again, a Gardner-Webb team that made the FCS playoffs last season. But again, it's still an FCS school, a one that you should win. Then you're on the road at Rice. You should win against Rice. Then you get into the heart of the American schedule. You're at home against Charlotte, a team that we mentioned earlier, down year this past year.
Yep.
I think they bounce back after maybe a little bit of a tough start because that non-conference schedule is so tough. Again, that September 16th game, that at ECU, that game just sounds so fun.
Yeah.
In so many different ways. Like, again, why don't they play each other every year? But nonetheless, I think 8 wins, they stay the same, but it's still a really good season for East Carolina. They're going to have some tough losses in there. I think if they lose to App, it's going to be a close one.
Yeah.
8 wins. I think they stay the same this upcoming year. Still a good season.
Oh, yeah.
For Mike Houston and the Pirates.
For sure, for ECU. Absolutely. Okay. Our top three, by no coincidence whatsoever, this is just how the stats worked out. Triangle teams. NC State, 8-5.
Yes.
4-4 in the ACC. Duke's Mayo Bowl, they lost against Maryland 16-12.
Oh, this NC State team is so intriguing to me this year.
I am very excited for the State team.
I'm excited for them, but it's intriguing. And 8 wins last season, a lot of turnover.
Mm-hmm.
They had 30 guys or something like that walk on senior day. It's insane. They lost a lot of good guys on defense as well. Like Drake Thomas was a key piece to that, the middle of that defense there as a linebacker. But Peyton Wilson is coming back. They got couple returners back in the secondary, especially at corner, which might allow them to still be aggressive with their front. Big question is, okay, Robert and I comes in as offensive coordinator. Brennan Armstrong, who had his two best seasons at Virginia in 2020 and 2021 with Robert and I as his offensive coordinator. Now they're paired back up because he's transferring in. Brennan Armstrong is to NC State. But you look at the schedule. You start on the year on the road at Connecticut, at UConn. That's a Thursday game, August 31st. You should win that game. VMI, you have a home game against VMI. You should win that game. You have a home game against Marshall. You should win those games. So it's three right there. But no divisions again in the ACC anymore. So there's no banking on games or anything like that nowadays. You still have Notre Dame. You had to go on the road at Duke. You're home against Clemson, Miami. You got to go to Wake. You still got to play North Carolina. You got to go to Virginia Tech. The ACC, this is really hard to figure out. You still got to play Louisville, which for a lot of people actually have Louisville as like the third best odds to actually win the ACC this upcoming season. I'm like, last time I checked, Malik Cunningham graduated. Like, he's not there anymore, quarterback. This is a tough one. Again, we're factoring in postseason here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the over-under from Vegas is 6.5. I'm going to say less for NC State. I'm going to say they win 7 this season.
Yeah.
I think they go 7-5 in the regular season. They lose their bowl game.
Yeah.
That's something along those lines.
So I think it's going to be a lot of close games.
Just look at their schedule. I'm like, coin flip these.
Yes.
Like, just coin flip some of these.
Yep.
I know they got to go on the road to Wake Forest. How does Mitch Griffiths, that quarterback at Wake Forest, how does he develop at this point? I don't know. It's a lot of question marks in this upcoming season. It's,
yeah.
I'm going to say less, but again, not like a significant. I'm not saying they're going to go from 8 wins to 4.
Right.
I think they go from 8-7.
Yep.
But that's how I see it. But hey, I could be totally wrong. But this is, again, just outside looking in,
you never know.
Him dropping 8-7. So I'm going to say less.
Okay. Well, our next one. Duke, 9-4, 5-3 in the ACC. Military Bowl, they won against UCF 30-13.
Okay, so Duke's schedule is a little bit tougher this upcoming season. Okay? Didn't have to play Clemson last year. Didn't have to play Florida State. You got those on the roster this year. And you add Notre Dame into the mix, too. But you get, here are your first four games for head coach Mike Elko and the Duke Blue Devils. That Monday night opener against Clemson. They get Monday Night Football at home at Wallace Wade against Clemson. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get Lafayette, get Northwestern, and you're on the road at UConn. Which, by the way, UConn's hosting two ACC schools this year.
Oh, wow.
I pulled that off. But Northwestern's in shambles. UConn, you should beat. Lafayette's an FCS school. This is where things get tricky. Okay, you have NC State. You have Pitt. Both of those at home. You're at North Carolina. Game you almost won last year on the road. Yeah, you have Florida State, but you have Wake Forest at home as well. Again, factoring in postseason into this, they should win at Virginia, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think 9 wins is about right. I think they stay the same, which I don't know why this Duke team's flying under the radar. This is a really good team.
They are.
And they have a lot of good guys coming back, including quarterback Riley Leonard. 9 wins. That's a really good season. Back-to-back 9-win seasons for Mike Elko and right. Duke. That's awesome. 9 wins, I think they stay the same.
Yeah, it's hard to beat that, too.
But again, this ACC is so hard to predict.
It is very hard to predict. One or two injuries, and it'll change the whole game.
Absolutely.
So, last but not least, UNC. They went 9-5, 6-2 in ACC. And the Holiday Bowl, they lost by 1 point against Oregon, 28-27.
Okay, a lot of pressure on UNC football this year because, like, wait, you have a Heisman Trophy candidate, Drake May, potential top 5 pick, potentially number 1 overall pick. Your team should be awesome. Well, it's still hard to ask a young quarterback, college quarterback, to carry your whole team.
Yes, the whole team.
Now, by the way, they opened the season against South Carolina in Bank of America Stadium. By the way, little breaking news for the folks out there. College game day is going to be in Charlotte week 1 for South Carolina, North Carolina. So that's the thing. I told you,
yes.
College game day is going to be at UNC South Carolina in Bank of America Stadium. But here's how they open their season. Neutral site in Bank of America Stadium against South Carolina. Technically, they're the road team for that. Then you're home against App. Then you're home against Minnesota. That ain't easy. That ain't easy if you're them. You can go 3-0 in those three games. You definitely can. You can also go 1-2.
Sure.
You can easily... You were moments away or a couple plays away from losing to App last season.
Yeah.
You lost... You could lose to South Carolina.
Well, yeah. You like, botch a couple like field goals or extra point attempts or any of that stuff. Totally changes the game.
Now, they do have a home game against Campbell. Campbell, really good team, but an FCS school. But they close off the season at home against Duke, then at Clemson, and then at NC State. This is a tough, tough schedule that Mack Brown and UNC has ahead of them.
Well, we know he's not a fan of it.
No, he's definitely not a fan of it at all. They still get Georgia Tech and Virginia, Syracuse, Pitt. Those should all be wins. I'm going to say it's an 8-win season.
Okay, so just slightly under.
So slightly less. Again, not saying they're going to go from 9 wins to 6.
Sure.
Just not. But this is just a tough schedule. Now, I could be wrong and they could go 10-2 in the regular season.
Absolutely.
I could see that happening too. But again, this season, it's hard to predict. But I'm going to say... See, I got to factor in postseason and stuff with this, too. I'll say the same. 9 wins. I'll say the same 9 wins.
I can see the wheels churning. You're like, ooh,
This season's so hard to predict, but that's also what makes the season fun.
It is. It does.
That's what's going to make the season a lot of fun because it is so unpredictable.
You don't want shoe ends.
Yeah, it's a lot of unpredictable games. I'm looking forward to this college football season. I haven't been this excited about college football season in the state of North Carolina in quite a long time.
Yeah.
It should be a fun one.
Mm-hmm.